Blog Talk Radio.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. I ain't nothing weak. I ain't nothing soft. Who you ruling? I snatch your crown off. You ain't main event. You got a ways to go. Like RVD, I'm the whole Evan show. So when you step wrong in this profession, cause I lead your funeral procession. You can flex hard, you can run your mouth. Keep in mind, I'm south to McGinney's house. I raised hell inside City Hall. Michael Muhammad, call me Final Call. We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming.
In the land of the lost, I've been paid the cost. So when it comes to Mayor Jackson, yeah, I flick off the ball. The crime rate in Cleveland gets higher and higher. So when I get stone cold, I must crack the C-Bot. But if the PD gets immunity or false alibi, I'ma stomp from a hole in them just to walk it dry. My occupational destiny is the DCA. Don't trust anybody, not even a rattlesnake. Oh, hell yeah, you turn a blind eye. Your days is numbered in the office, and that's the bottom line.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming.
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 We coming. We coming. We coming.
Hey, I got this rap return back. Those lies to the fact. You think everything funny till you shot in the head. Then beginning letting crooked cops walk instead. Social media cover the story till the story is dead. If I acting in need and violence, you put me under the jail. Is this a wrestling form of slavery? We living in hell. Ready or not, you must be crazy. We come to excel. Know the laws and know your rights, even if all fail. And if they had it they way, we'd be all in jail. And for the young ones, disobedient time. Don't get murdered.
We coming. We coming.
What?
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 We coming. We coming.
What?
We coming.
And welcome once again to another edition of Al Porter, Man in the Street. That's Man in the Street, chapter 6, verse 4. That M-A-N is an acronym, abbreviation for music, activism, and news. For those who want to be brave enough, well, if you wish to, you can listen online at Emax Radio on Blog Talk Radio. But for those who want to be brave, like the 216-804-216-209-216-417, you could just dial in at 646-478-0944. But let me give you just like a couple of the rules to the game so you know what's going on. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show. So have pen, pencil, paper, notebook, laptop, desktop, iPhone for any and all information that you receive. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Varsity Music. Call and blame Boogie Me Direct at 646-478-0944. I'll listen. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line anyway to see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. You'll go back on hold. If you change your mind, you can press 1. Or you have something else to say, you can call back. Now, before we go any further, we started off that song with none other than We're Coming from none other than the Black House Sounds presents Sheriff Kilroy CD. And it's very, very fitting because I remember when the first time I practiced that song, did a stage show with that, Rock the Beat. It was the Stone Cold Steve Austin track. Did that alongside Solomon Kane at a place called the OPN Entertainment Complex. And the reason that I say that is because I didn't have a hook and everything together. I just did that at the Cypher Mania event. And I want to give a shout out to Chairman Earn Smith, who definitely said one of his campaign songs happens to be another song by the name of Concord. But for those who don't know East Cleveland, this is very intricate right now. I'm just going to give you, for those who haven't heard it and you're listening first, we all know that when the recall happened and they got rid of Mayor Norton and Thomas Wheeler, Brandon King stepped up and became mayor. Nathaniel Martin, Barbara Thomas, they picked two council people, including Devin Branch. Well, since then, Brandon King says they shouldn't have been able to do that with the law director. He's saying it was wrong. So he just swore in Ernest L. Smith from OPN, the Oppressed People's Nation Chairman Earn. So that's a councilman's theme song right there, Concord. Okay, I'll give him that one. As I go, before I give people the phone time and all of that, let me at least take the time to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday for this week. Had to give you the news as it happened. Starting at number 10, working our way up to number 1. The number 10 song, or 10 entity, when it comes to music and entertainment. Number 10, Live from the Garage, they debut. Number 9, Suave Gotti moves up. You know that I'm Jim Brown song. Number 8, Black Odyssey moves up. Number 7, Napo, Dog Catcher. Number 6, moving up, Black House Sounds. You know, you can YouTube.com for Joseph Motley, JR, period. Also, Art McCoy Radio Show debuted the song Past Years Ago from, they did that yesterday on his program. I think that is WERE 1490. That's www.newstalkcleveland. And that's like the 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time show. And they debuted that song yesterday on that program. So there are a few other things coming up with Black House Sounds. Number 5 moving up this Saturday, January 28th, 11 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. I got to make it out for that. The 16th annual 68th Earth Day of Dr. Khalid Abdul-Muhammad. It'll be held at the East Cleveland Public Library Auditorium, 14101. Euclid Avenue, 44112 is the area code. Number 4, the debut of Smurf Nation, one-year anniversary tribute vigil for Smurf. GMS Shakespeare made it there. Number 3, the East Cleveland Citywide Reflections of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., where Man in the Street had a chance to speak. Number 2, it was the annual Cleveland State University Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. celebration that happened last Wednesday at Cleveland State University. Number 1 debuting, wow, it's the East Cleveland Party at the dump site. More on that in just a little while. I want to go to some of the phone callers who are on the line and just say I thank you all for being, you know, with us. But before I do anything else, I just want to at least, if you're wondering why I feel good, let's just put this out as what happens when people at least start to stand up for themselves a little bit. This only take me a minute and a half as I let people know that the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor, Michael O'Malley, supports plans to ask a judge to release portions of transcripts from the grand jury proceedings that led to no criminal charges against the officers involved in the death of 12-year-old Tamir Rice. Now, O'Malley, the new prosecutor, said he'll go back to a petition by the Cleveland branch of the NAACP for the release of statements his predecessor, Timothy J. McGinty, made in December of 2015, just before recommending that a grand jury not charge Timothy Lohman or Frank Garnback. Now, the petition, according to the NAACP, would also seek the grand jury's decision, but would not ask for the testimony of any witnesses. The move could offer a rare glimpse into the secretive proceedings of grand juries in what is one of Cuyahoga County's most high-profile and controversial cases. It would also mark a reversal of McGinty's stance on the transcripts, and I think that's kind of interesting, probably another reason why I started off with that particular song. But the NAACP's motion would go before Judge Nancy R. McDonald, the judge assigned to oversee the grand jury that handled the case. Now, O'Malley said that he would likely file a brief in support of the NAACP's request in the coming weeks. The release of the transcripts would put to bed lingering suspicions on whether McGinty actually asked the grand jury to at least take a vote. Now, McGinty's office did say in the January 2016 statement of last year, in response to a Cleveland Scene article, that the grand jury voted that the shooting was objectionably reasonable and therefore never asked to vote on specific criminal charges. Now, Cuyahoga County prosecutor, that's what O'Malley is looking at. But now, the Cuyahoga County probate court judge in November approved a $6 million settlement between the city and Tamir's family. The settlement is likely the largest the city has ever paid for a police shooting case. Now, my little six-foot stepladder for my soapbox speaks to one fact. If you vote on local issues, especially those that can affect you, politicians, politicians, all of that, then maybe, just maybe, you could change policy and procedure in your area, your environment, because all politics are local. I'm going to go to that 216-804. Hey, how you doing out there?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Horst. What's going on? We need to clean that dump. And I've got quite a few things. So I'm waiting for the news.
All right, then. We'll get into some more for you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, sir.
No problem. Well, I'll tell you what. Before I go to 216-209-216-417, I can start it off this way, all right? Whoo! I'll tell you, I've seen a lot of people work together because we're just going to talk about what happened real quick and to what's leading up to tomorrow at 3 p.m. as EPA Director Craig Butler issued a notice of violation saying, basically speaking, the Ohio EPA says close the East Cleveland dump. They just decided that around last Wednesday, I believe. Now, the agency made a determination that the site was an open dump, not a recycling facility, as claimed by the company's owner. You know, ARCO was the main company behind that dump. Now, the reason that I'm saying this like this is, and you're going to hear some names that are very familiar, this will be done as quickly as possible, but tomorrow, Tuesday, 3 p.m. press conference in front of the East Cleveland Toxic Dump. This press conference will be held on Noble Road and Euclid Avenue, the corner of Noble Road and Euclid Avenue. That's 44112. I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, the 41 passes by and the 28 for those who may be vehicle challenged. Now, we will start there and we will march to the home of 108-year-old Mrs. LeBond. Now, Mrs. LeBond is the young lady who inspired us to fight to get rid of the dump. When she invited us to her backyard, where flowers once lived but are now covered with debris, and inside her house, toxic dust floated around, making her kitchen unsafe and unusable. That's it, in a nutshell. But that's when we knew we'd never stop fighting, along with other neighbors, including Mr. Drummond. And we knew that we'd get rid of that dump alongside a combined effort of many different people and organizations working together. Therefore, everyone is invited to join in to celebrate the good news of the closing of the dump. But we won't be satisfied until every ounce of that damn debris is gone. Now, I want to give a shout-out to people like Eric Brewer, who came out, a former mayor of East Cleveland. He came out with some experts for a test to go straight to the EPA. How about the march that was done? Huh? The march that was done alongside Melanated Media News, who also filmed a great video to put out there. Several hip-hop artists were out there on the day of the march. As a matter of fact, I want to give a shout-out to people like Cassandra McDonald, who was out there for office, and Beverly Goldstein, who came out. As a matter of fact, I also want to thank Black House Sounds, who did video work, and also people like Mrs. Tucker and attorney Dr. David Mays. So, yeah, Dr. David Mays, attorney Mrs. Tucker, and many others who came out there and fought hard to get rid of that damn dump. And we'll see people out there tomorrow at 3 p.m. I'll be there with you all for about a good hour and 15 to 20 minutes. But shameless plug, I'll probably jet real fast to get to voiceofradio.com Tuesday, 5 p.m. That's the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show with an up-and-coming politician by the name of Dr. Gail Sparks, who says she wants to take an incumbent out of the seats of a Cleveland City Council office. And voiceofradio.com, another shameless plug, Mondays at 5 p.m. It's usually the main event featuring myself, Most Electrified, and Big Larry Gardner. So I'm going to 216-209. Hey, if you're the owner of the dump, I want to say I apologize for stepping on your toes. I mean, I just want to say I apologize, but what's on your mind?
Oh, man, I'm definitely not an owner of a dump. I mean, I know it's money to be made in trash, but we're not going to trash our people up like that. That's ridiculous. Okay,
yes,
this
sir.
Is John from Black Odyssey, and for all those who don't know and have been listening as of late, I am working on a lot of video work with different artists right now. And the next artist you'll see a video coming from is Key Cash. So be on the lookout for that. Yeah, because she had a really good video shoot this weekend, and everything turned out great. So that's another shout-out I'm going to do. Shout-out to Key Cash. Because, I mean, I'm going to just tell you like this. This video work is going to look real good when it's out here, just like everything else that Black Odyssey put out. Oh,
appreciate
man, and just to touch on some local news, I got another piece of the information, but I promise not to give any names or anything. Just tell a little bit what's going on.
Okay.
Don't be surprised this year. You're going to see some more probes on police that sell drugs. And they just touched on this situation this afternoon. They did a small little segment report, but you know how the media is when they want to stay friends with someone. They're not going to put the whole thing out. So be on the lookout, because this is the year where a lot of people who've been doing dirt will be exposed. So that's just for a lot of my friends who do.
You there? 3,
you,
2.
I told you so.
You know.
But for all the things that that's been going on in the city, I just want to say that God is watching, God is patient, and just keep praying, because you will succeed and come out of whatever problem that you are in. And for all those who want to check out some video work from Black Odyssey, or check out some songs and new music and stuff like that that's coming soon, you can go to YouTube and type in BLAQODESSY, or you can go to SoundCloud, same link, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. That's Black Odyssey, BLAQODESSY.
Man, I appreciate that. And if you definitely hold a line, we're going to do our best to get into some things you may like. And I definitely appreciate that. Wow, before I get to numbers like 216-417-216-820, I think I would be remiss if I did not at least get up here and let people know that should you choose, you can check out, and this is very, very, I got to give this announcement anyway and let people know that the Black Man Army meetings are Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. The Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings follow at 7:15 Cleveland Standard Time, also at 15415 Kipling Avenue off Ivanhoe, between East 152nd St. Clair intersection, as well as Euclid Avenue. That's the 44110. This coming Wednesday, our special guest will be Laura Cowan, domestic abuse survivor. She's been all over the place. They did a nice little film of her life on cable. Everywhere from the Dr. Phil show to you name it, even asking her to star in certain roles. And the thing is, she keeps coming back to the city and making sure that she's building up a nice little empire to help fight domestic violence across the lines, no matter who may be affected. And to have her come through, I really can say I appreciate and respect her, especially after, and we'll probably talk about it more next week, because the one thing is, she and her two daughters were, without lack of a better term, maliciously attacked by a couple of women who brought about eight men into this type of ambush. I guess they wanted to assault one of her daughters. Sometimes it seems like envy of all types, you never know where it's going to come from. And to definitely talk to Laura after everything which happened the past week, and the news media covered it, and you name it. But for me to talk to her and to be around somebody who says that's not going to stop the work that she does, looking out for the community and for people in the community, it says a whole lot to me. And all I can say is, before the grace of God go I have to be able to keep up that attitude no matter what. So with that being said, I'm just going to say once again, I appreciate everyone who definitely chooses to rock out and ride out week after week. And I'm going to go to the phone line and see what's going on at 216-417. How you doing out there?
Like how sound, what's going on with it, Mr. Porter?
Man, I'm doing excellent. And when I say excellent, that's all I can say, man. That's all I can say, brother. The documentary that was done that you provided nice camera work for when it came to the East Cleveland dump.
The dump, yes. I'm an East Cleveland resident, so, you know, I'm living through that. And so I did support that, and I met that young lady, you know what I mean, the 100-year-old young lady. So
yes,
like I say, but this Friday, all right, Blackout Sound have an open mic, and the address would be 2490 Lee Boulevard, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. That's the address and the zip code or whatever.
Right.
If people can make it out this Friday around 7 o'clock to that spot, we have open mic. It will be a sign-up list. It go from 7 to 9. We have flyers out in the street. We also have promotion on the Internet. Blackout Sound most definitely make real Cleveland music, and we need people to come out and support that, because we need all the support that we can get, and we constantly supporting folks that we don't even know, because we can feel that change will come. Blackout Sound, real.
Thank you so much for that. I'm looking forward to it, brother.
This Friday, 7 o'clock.
Yes, sir. And I appreciate that very much. The time is 7 p.m. For those who need any further contact, you can definitely call up Joseph Motley Jr. at 216-703-4685. That's 216-703-4685 for more information. I'm very thankful that two of our more stellar performers from the Hip Hop Workshop, Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Aaron Malik and Anti Sosa, were basically picked to be there this coming week, and I'm looking forward to seeing what they bring in a large open area to perform. I mean, it's a nice huge area that really, really gives you the chance to do some things. And before I go to that 216-820 phone number, you'll have to give me just maybe about 2 minutes. 2 minutes for this 20-foot step ladder. Because, you know, 3 weeks to a month ago, man in the street said it on the news. I mean, 19 Action News, I think, threw it out there pretty nicely. It was about a month and a month half ago the city council said it. Now, as of yesterday, basically speaking, public square bus ban is needless, security experts say. Now, here's what was said. Counterterrorism specialists don't think public square is more of a security risk than most any other iconic spaces in the city. Certainly not more than the queue where fans of the NBA champions gather for basketball games, or Cleveland State University, home to 17,000 students, and major events, not even Huntington Convention Center, the site of national conventions. If there's a vehicle out there that wants to do a Berlin or nice type of attack, there are 100 places they could do that, said Stephen Ulrich, Dean of Arts and Sciences at Lakeland Community College, a retired United States Army officer and a former counterterrorism consultant for the FBI and other federal agencies. Wow, it feels kind of nice that I was kind of in a league of thinking with them. The creator is awesome. Now, the mayor's office, Mayor Frank Jackson, and the city's police chief for months have cited terrorism concerns as the one reason to keep buses from crossing the square as intended in Public Square's renovation. Now, the city, which first closed Superior Avenue to buses on August the 1st of last year, now has the bus lanes through the square blocked by traffic signs, but has talked about redesigning the lanes as a walkway to deter vehicles. But experts say that converting the designated transit lanes wouldn't alleviate that threat. They said that you need to secure the perimeter. Otherwise, I think it's a half-hearted attempt that doesn't resolve the issue, said John Hasrat, who's the director of the graduate program in National Security and Intelligence Studies and assistant professor of intelligence studies at Notre Dame College and a former intelligence analyst for the Department of Homeland Security. To fully protect the square from a weaponized vehicle attack, the city would need to put up barriers or plant trees around the entire area outside of the square. Now, in general, any public space in which large crowds gather is a prominent potential target. The counterterrorism specialists say places like Tower City, which I spoke about a month ago, the West Side Market, or any of the college campuses or sports and events venues, not to mention street fairs and festivals, offer opportunities for hurting people. As a matter of fact, they even went so far as to say, come on, people, look at Tower City, which is the exact same thing I said. Now, the city's decision to close Superior to buses has led to months of back and forth debates from the Federal Transit Administration. And since the city won't permit buses to cross Public Square, RTA is not upholding its end to funding deal that it made with the Euclid Corridor Transportation Project of the Euclid Corridor. And that's what the FTA says. Now, the Euclid Corridor Transportation Project established the Health Line, which runs from, you know, Euclid Avenue and ends in Public Square. Federal transit officials have given RTA until February 21st to either repay $12 million in federal grants or reopen Superior to buses. Man, I hope that doesn't become a further waste of taxpayer money. But I'm going to 216-820, and before I go to 216-820, I really want to say, if this is Mayor Jackson or Police Chief Calvin Williams, I want to offer my humble apologies. Now, 216-820, I'm coming to you to see what's on your mind. 216-820, how are you?
Hey, what's going on there, Mr. Porter? This your boy Endo Dub from Black House Sounds. You know what I
mean?
Always calling, show love, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And to remind folks, you know what I'm saying about the Black House Sound Present the Open Mic Night. The question is, when? Well, I'll tell you when. Friday, January 27th, 2017, where is at the Friends and Fellowship Bible Church, 2490 Lee Boulevard, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. The time is from 7 to 9. And for booking, or any other information, contact Joseph Motley Jr. at 216-703-4685 for more information. And also, I would also like to remind folks that available now, the wait is already over. CCR2 from Black House Sounds is available with special guest appearances by Joe Legacy, the founder of Black House Sound, Endo Dub Sack, CEO of Black House Sound, my man Sheriff Kilroy is also on the project, as well as Swab,
okay,
Gotti, Brother Wealthy, and a host of others. So if you ain't got it, go get it. You know what I mean? In fact, if you show up at the open mic night, you'll get more info about CCR2.
Thank you so much for that. Hey, wait a minute. I just want to find out from you one thing, because people were letting me know this, and I want to make sure that I'm putting out accurate information. Is it true that the host, the MC for the night, is none other than Endo Dubsack?
Yes, indeed, a.k.a. Mr. Powers. He will definitely be in the house. He will be definitely hosting. You know what I mean? He will also be showing a lot of love to a lot of artists who contribute, you know what I'm saying, to this music and to the movement that we are starting, and as well as everything else that comes in between. Because, like I said before, you heard Joe Legacy say on the last caller, Black House Sound make real Cleveland music, and we're going to show that this Friday night, not just from Black House Sounds, but from other artists who are so dedicated to this rap game just as much as we have.
Man, I appreciate this phone call way more than you probably even know, because I'm pumped for it, I'm excited, and I just thank you, brother, for everything that you have been contributing music-wise alongside people like Hurricane Bang, as well as Joseph Motley Jr. Just mad respect, brother.
Oh, yes, no doubt. Much love to all the viewers that's listening, and don't forget to keep on supporting Black House Sound, as well as Al Porter, Man in the Streets. Much love.
Much love. I appreciate that so much. You know, before I probably play something from Black House Sound, and before I do that, and even play something from Black Odyssey, I see another call in who would call back in to see what's going on, but I do want to throw out there that at least tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., talk about a busy day for me before the dump, the East Cleveland dump site, tomorrow morning, 8 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Clergy Committee, Fivefold Pastor Reverend Pinckney will have the Jericho Rally and March. Anyway, the Jericho Biblical Terms Rally in March, 12 times around just a small section. It won't take a whole hour. It'll be way less time than that to at least open up the Superior Public Square entranceway to buses. And that'll be 8 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time, right at the Superior Public Square entrance itself. And 12 times around that March for government and people's awareness of what's going on. And definitely May. Hardened hearts be softened. Mayor Jackson and some others should realize what happened when some hearts were definitely hardened. I think he got somebody swallowed up in the middle of the ocean. And then I also want to throw up real quick a 10-foot step ladder for this soapbox's 60-year-old Gregory Joey Johnson, who burned the American flag at a GOP convention, Grand Ole Party Convention, 3 decades ago, had a 1989 landmark Supreme Court decision which said flag burning is protected by First Amendment free speech. Now, in Cleveland, Ohio, for those who may have remembered, prosecutors dropped. They just over the past weekend, within 24 hours, or 36, I say about 36 hours, it was like headline news yesterday, that the prosecutors dropped the misdemeanor assault charge, which came after he was wrongly arrested for burning the flag at last year's Republican National Convention. You know, that arrest was wrong, and I'm not going to say, no, I'm not part of the Revolutionary Party, although I've had to stand beside them in different instances, but I will say that I went to trial a couple of times because not only have I worked alongside of them, but wrong is wrong. And I'm just wondering what would happen if people wanted to lock me up for my free speech on this particular show instead of just sabotaging the program from time to time. Hey, no ideas out there. 216-417. I see that. What's going on?
Black House Down once again in the building. I just want to say one more time.
Yes, sir.
If you do poetry,
okay.
If you sing, if you act, if you are artist, if you are politician, come on out and spread your word. I just want everybody to know what open mic means. It's not
okay.
Just we doing music, and that 3-hour range, we really trying to get a lot of local people with the talents that they have to express themselves. And I just wanted to call back in and show love to Black Odyssey because they work very hard. We still waiting on when we going to be able to be the special guest. I got to throw that in there. But on top of that, if y'all can come out and y'all have some clean cut music, we accept it. We need all the help we can get. Not begging no one, but just letting everybody know that we reaching out to the community, and we doing it by any means necessary, because it's very important at this point for all people to come together and reach to each other to try to create something that somebody never did in Cleveland, Ohio. Black House Sound make real Cleveland music.
I hear you. Now, see, I'm excited by what I just heard, and as a matter of fact, I'm going to let you know once again, we're going to take some of these excuses out of here. People are probably saying, wait a minute, huh, what? That's right, you could bring your fan base out to Cleveland Heights, and before you get so far out there saying, well, I don't know if I can make it to, let me tell you something, the number 40 and the number 9 passes right by. So I just want to throw that out there, 2490 Lee Boulevard, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118, 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Got to get rid of the excuses because, hey, got to. As a matter of fact, with a lot of subject matter that I talk about, let's just keep praying. Black Odyssey. Be right back.
Yeah. With every eye closed, head bowed. No matter what, keep praying. Yeah, keep praying. It's up. New day, new rhyme to say. To my little niggas on the block, hoping crime pay. To my niggas in them cells, waiting to break. Trying to find ways to pop the gate. Straight out my broken home, full of hate. To all the young ladies having babies on their own, please never say I can't. I know it's hard, you lost a good job, but never turn your back on God. Keep the faith. I know it's pain, so I'ma start my days with the All Father. Baby girl looked at me and said, why bother? Ain't no love in this city, plus they got us working for pennies. They wonder why these little niggas ain't afraid about dying. America's bullshit, I'm not buying. So for the food, I'm with the two screaming, gimme. Until the law, I'm just another dumb one. But through the storm, there's a brighter day coming. There's a brighter day coming. The plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying.
They say I'm too serious. I don't have enough fun. I'm from the place where these kids carry the guns. Take it to school, show it off. Little dude got it to keep the bullies off. Making life decisions at a young age. These judges want all black men in a cage. Dear God, help us with the strife. Niggas locked up wishing they could reverse life. Situation is trite. You hear grown men getting raped at night. This is the life little nigga aiming for. Started out 13, kicking the door. Traded hoop dreams for hood dreams on a daily basis. Lil Chris, 19, facing 2 murder cases. With a baby on the way, waiting with the judge. Gonna say, hey, let us pray for the young and wild, cause all they know is what's found.
Moment of silence. Yeah, take
the plans of a man will come true for you if he praying. So keep praying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, cause we praying, and I'm gonna keep saying, and we praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, so keep praying, and I'm gonna keep praying, keep praying, cause we praying, keep praying.
And that was Black Odyssey. And before I get into a song that I really love off of the Cleveland Conscious Rap Volume 2, I want to throw out this particular storyline because I only need a 20-foot step ladder for this soapbox. Because, you know, the two officers who were involved in the 2014 fatal shooting of 12-year-old Tamir Rice, they didn't face criminal charges in his death. But a couple of Fridays ago, Cleveland officials introduced administrative charges that could cost the patrolmen their jobs. Now, the letters of discipline were sent to the officers, Timothy Lohman and Frank Garnback, and they start the disciplinary process against them and one other officer, the third officer, William Cunningham. A lot of people, wow, that was something that caught people off guard. And William Cunningham was also sent a pre-disciplinary letter. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams said that Cunningham was working off duty at Cadell Rec, the Cadell Recreational Center, when the shooting happened. Now, all three will have disciplinary hearings at the end of this month of January. That's what Safety Director Michael McGrath said. Now, the family of Tamir Rice blasted city officials two Fridays ago for their handling of the internal investigation into Tamir Rice's death. Samaria Rice, the boy's mother, and the family's attorney, Attorney Chandra, Sabo Chandra, called the administrative charges against the three officers disappointing and disheartening because Lohman, who shot Tamir, doesn't face charges for the actual use of force. Now, Rice called for the officers to be fired, which is understandable, overstandable as well. Now, Cleveland Police Patrolmen's Association President Steve Loomis said in a statement that he was pleased that Lohman was cleared of wrongdoing in the shooting and that there is no question there has never been that the death of Tamir Rice was tragic. Nevertheless, all agree that Officer Lohman was not wrong in reacting the way he did. It appears that the actual charges are created and perhaps terminated, despite the fact that he didn't do anything wrong. Wait a minute. Jimmy DeMore, jailed county commissioner. I remember when he said, I've done nothing wrong. Well, I do remember when he said that. Anyway, to finish this up, Loomis said that he was disappointed that Garnback was issued the disciplinary letter for the way he drove to the scene, since it's apparent that the car slid in the ice and mud well beyond what was intended. Wow, I didn't know Steve Loomis was like part-time person who worked at, like, I don't know, AutoZone or anything like that. I didn't know he was that good of a mechanic, but, hey, maybe he's the Michelin man in part-time. Now, the disciplinary charges carry between 11 days of suspension without pay and possible termination if McGrath finds the officers guilty of violating the department's general policy orders. Now, Lohman doesn't face discipline for the shooting, only for lying on his Cleveland police application, which I would kind of think that would, never mind. Anyway, the letter specifically says that Lohman lied about how his short stint at the Independence Police Department ended. Now, Lohman was allowed to resign from the department after 6 months with the department following a series of incidents in which supervisors determined he was unfit to be a police officer. Now, the disciplinary letter does cite a letter in Lohman's personnel file from Independence that says he was emotionally immature and had, well, an inability to emotionally function. The letter also cites an emotional breakdown Lohman had on the gun range in Independence. Yeah, that was setting us all up for failure, wasn't it? Now, Cleveland officials said in the letter that Lohman's was supposed to disclose that information. He was also supposed to say in his application that he failed a 2009 written exam when applying to work as an officer in Maple Heights. Now, Lohman never mentioned the Maple Heights test, and questions surrounding not only Lohman's shooting, but Garmbat driving close to Tamir. Expert, you know, reports prepared for the grand jury said the way Garmbat drove put Lohman in great peril. Hell, it obviously put Tamir Rice in great peril. But I digress and say that Garmbat's disciplinary letter says he erred when he drove too close to Tamir when responding to what Garmbat believed to be an armed suspect. Garmbat also was accused of failing to report the time he arrived at the scene, which is also a punishable offense. Cleveland Police Chief Calvin Williams said Cunningham was working off duty at Cadell Rec Center before the shooting happened, and Cunningham was accused of lying to investigators and working off duty at the rec center without permission. Before I go to the 216-835, I don't know what to say except, you know, a couple of weeks ago, I would say two Sundays ago maybe, ClevelandUrbanNews.com, Shanice Dunning and 19 Action News, Melanated Media News was there. Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Imperial Women joined Daniel Ficker's mom live on Art McCoy's radio show as Kathy Coleman called on Mayor Jackson and Police Chief Calvin Williams to fire the cops who killed Tamir. Mrs. Ficker told me faith is what helped her get through, and that's why she was able to back family members of 137 shots atrocity in Tamir Rice family because they need justice deep. Because although she recognizes a 12-year-old shouldn't have a BB gun, those police shouldn't have, they shouldn't have done what they did because they should have had better common sense. Hell, I played cops and robbers, you know. Okay, behind my mom's back with a realistic BB rifle. Hell, I did a lot of other things, but we'll just spotlight that. Should I have been blasted in 1.7 seconds? Without a damn chance to comply? I mean, by the fact that Rice family and the Ficker family doing what they did, just think. Cops might just think twice. They might before they shoot your son, your daughter, or you, and then you come up saying, will you do something because they did something to my baby? Anyway, I'm going to stop and go to this 216-835 phone number. Before I get to this number, if this is anybody from the police union calling in or even Steve Loomis, I just want to say, hey, these are different opinions and takes on everything. Please don't get overly upset. Let's keep the conversation civil. 216-835, who do we have? How you doing out there?
Well, I'm good, Mr. Porter. I'd like to caution you against rushing to judgment. Yeah, it's your buddy Gary. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How you doing, brother?
I'm good. So do we talk about this headline? Mayor says two East Cleveland council members not lawfully appointed chooses new ones. Or do we talk about troubled former Cleveland detective lied about shooting unarmed man, lawsuit says?
I want to know about, because you worked in on both of them. So we're picking this one up, and it has landed on A, so we'll go with A. What's your thoughts about East Cleveland?
Well, so Brandon King, the recently, ascended mayor, he decided that Branch and, what's the other guy's name, Early or something?
Yes, yes.
He decided that the law, that the city's lawyer, can't really call her the law director, right?
Right.
He decided she was, Kelvin Irby. So council members Devin Branch and Kelvin Irby are out, and Christopher Pitts and Ernest Smith are in.
Mm-hmm.
When does the recall of Brandon King begin?
You know something? I think it started tonight because everybody was waiting to see what would happen. And even though I have worked on the activist side, so far with Ernest Smith, just like I had with Devin Branch. I look at how things are going, and right now I've said it before and I'll say it again. I was waiting to see what will happen with Brandon King. And in seeing what's going on, all I can say is he apparently didn't at least look at what had just happened with former mayor Gary Norton.
Yeah.
Because if he had, he might have at least treaded a little bit lighter or done things exceptionally different. For the simple fact, this all just came out of nowhere to a lot of different people, and I do believe, if I'm not mistaken, there were a lot of things that in the past had happened with Mayor Norton that he did that got him the big boot out the front door.
Yep. You know, this Brandon King, he's in tight with the land bank, getting all these properties, all, family members, himself, multiple transactions with the land bank, property taxes not being paid, more properties being pretty much gifted to them. And, of course, it's the land bank that, provided, the support for the East Cleveland illegal hazardous dump.
Right.
And this is all connected, man. It's all connected, and it's all, and I don't want to sound like some conspiracy guy, because it's all documented. It's all in front of our eyes. And so East Cleveland's got four positions up for election this year. Mayor.
Okay.
And three city council. And not a one of them will be an elected incumbent, which means they are defeatable. And so we got to get us some candidates.
You
or
know
else
something?
We're just gonna be complaining about the same guys next year.
You know something? I'm glad you called in, because sometimes a person, no matter who it is, they say certain things, and I might have said something similar earlier in the program, but it's so good when somebody else calls in, because I'm going to just throw this out here for about maybe 2 minutes and see what you think. Besides the nationwide level, I was talking about the fact that people, no matter what they think about, this didn't make it, electoral college, so-and-so, so-and-so, it's like, wait a second, affects you also is the local scene, the local politics and the election. And it seems to me you're talking about this as being an example of what it is you're speaking of.
Because it's at this level that they groom the next level of elected officials. And that makes a difference. The fact that the Monopoly Party in Cuyahoga County is so focused on the local power and dirty dealings, they don't make candidates with statewide qualifications. And that's why the Democrats don't, Sherrod Brown is the only statewide elected Democrat, and he's never held office in Cuyahoga County. And so this selfishness of this party, where they're all just grabbing for themselves and rubbing each other's back and scratching each other's back and dirty dealing, like with that dirt bike deal, dealing like they did down in Columbus. Oh, yeah, the dirt bike pass today. Dirt park or whatever. This dirty dealing. They win the day, they get the competition they want, but they alienate the voters and they demonstrate that they're unfit for higher office. And that's why there's nobody. That's why there's Sherrod Brown is the only statewide Democrat, and he's not a youngster.
No, he's not.
So,
I just want to say I thank you, and when it comes time for things and dealing with the consent decree, no matter what we have at our meetings, you can always come to the Black on Black Crime Incorporated meeting on a Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. and create a willing. We always have our brother Gary there to break things down, give you some great common sense at 15415 Kipling Avenue, right off of Ivanhoe. And I just want to say the 44110 area code that I thank you for wanting to make sure that we have the knowledge.
Thanks, man. So let me pass on that tomorrow is a consent decree. Oh, you know what? Today was a consent decree meeting. Oh, I missed it. Well, there's one. Doesn't seem to be showing up on my calendar. But there's a consent decree meeting tomorrow, the Community Police Commission.
Okay.
At six o'clock, and it's not showing up on my calendar. If you'll let me, I'll call you back in a few minutes with that information.
Okay, do that. Thank you.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye. And as we wait for him to call back and give us that information, and I play one of my favorite tracks that I like for Black House, we're going to go to all of these ones on the line. Who do we have on the line right now?
Good evening, Brother Porter. This is Sister Smith calling, and I hope you're doing well today. I'm a little under the weather.
Yes, I am.
So please excuse my voice right now. But,
I went through it myself,
so
I got you. Keep going.
But I heard you on the air yesterday on the University of Common Sense. I wanted to call in, but I didn't get an opportunity. But I did want to call back and touch briefly, Brother Porter, on the fact that, the subject that I spoke on last time was lack of integrity, which is a very sad thing in the society that we're living in on today. I do want to say, first of all, that I very much appreciate you and this radio show, and
thank you
for this format, you know, by which I can speak and, you know, let people know and keep people informed as to what's going on. And there's a fraudulent entity, Brother Porter, that I did speak on as well, that is part of a larger group of crooks. That unfortunately at this point is a management company, Abel Mitch, Bishop and Clark. You see, I inherited a home that I was, you know, speaking on briefly, and unfortunately there was a very, very fraudulent transaction that took place at the hands of these crooks at Abel, Bishop and Clark. Now, you must forgive me for speaking so frankly and poignantly about this, but I am one, you know, that I'm just so tired of seeing this type of lack of integrity going on in different genres of our society. And these people are connected with nefarious target stores. Now, this may shock you a little bit, Brother Porter, but there are unfortunately very nefarious people that are supposed to be ministerial types that are also involved in this very twisted matter with regard to ABC management and Target stores. And would you believe that I actually caught a policeman, this is not the first time, trying to break into my home on today? Again, I fortunately did get a picture of him. You know, I have video surveillance set up, but I also took a picture of him trying to break into my home. And this is from the 3rd District. And he refused to give his badge number, but I do have his identity. So I just want to let people know, you know, in a society we're supposed to feel protected. We are not supposed to have to feel on edge in any type of way, and we're not supposed to have to be guarded when it comes to our police. And this is exactly what is going on. Oh, yes, and I won't take up much more time, but I did speak on 1 Kings 11:3, where the scripture does say that he had 700 wives, princesses, 300 concubines, and his wives turned his heart away. This is a story of Solomon that, though he had no rivals, he was secure as king of comparatively wealthy kingdom, and he could engage in almost unlimited pleasures, as I spoke on before. But with his vast treasury, Brother Porter, he could afford any luxury. He had worldwide fame, courted by people throughout the world, but time would reveal that he seemed unable to control his own passions and urges. He demonstrated this lack of restraint with his relationships with women. He was not content to just have one wife. He also had a second, a third, and more. He gathered another group called concubines and had several princesses. He never stopped or seemed content. And so there is no sense that any of those women became his true life partner. What was normal must have seemed boring. He had to have more to experience more. And this puts me in the mind of these people, some of which are aforementioned that I mentioned. This can happen to anyone when we take our eyes off of God.
Weeks after, your mama couldn't take it because she knew you was out there trapping. God, please bless people. He got money.
This was the thing. And that was to make sure that we at least have some extra time. But I want to say I thank you for calling
thank
in and
you.
Giving that. No problem. And before we go into this last particular track, I'm going to that 216-835. Are you talking about that 6 p.m. at the Jerry Sue Thornton Center? 216-835? Yes, sir.
I might be.
Okay. Go right ahead. Let's finish it on up for us.
Well, you already gave it away. That was my big.
Hey, I didn't give it all away.
Finish.
I think there's something else after that. It's the consent decree meeting, and you can let people know who you are once again.
So this is Gary Cantor, and I'm proud to say I'm the Black on Black Crime Inc. Consent Decree Committee chairperson, and I think part of my duties involve informing the community about consent decree activities. And so tomorrow, Tuesday, January 24th at 6 p.m. is the Community Police Commission full commission meeting at the Jerry Sue Thornton Center, 2500 East 22nd Street, Cleveland, 44115.
Thank you so much, and may you have an excellent evening.
Thank you, Al. I appreciate all your time tonight. Keep up the great
you
work.
You too. You too. Definitely. I feel good because I'm around people who do something. As a matter of fact, we're going to finish it up the way we're supposed to finish it up. I'll be right back with you all in a little bit.
Drop up under my left thigh. Was it an outlaw? You can't kill my pride. Now if you own me, pay me, never play me. See, I'm trying to kill death, but death is slowly killing me. Slip, slap, slip, slap, you run your mouth a little too much. But still, I got your life in the clutch of my hand. It's a final touch. And back of my mind, steady be missing the ill and buff. You're feeling lyrical, killing what a feeling. One in a million cats be feeling. Ooh, what a rush. A what a feeling, a dream be rushing. You can't fight, but you still die. No lie. Increases the pain, level the drama, pull the trigger, kick that stuff, retaliation is a must. You can fight, but you still die. What goes around comes around, palm around.
Breath from every which way. People say they love me, I feel the lies. Just because I live right, well, I'm despised. The folks that I help, they want to kill me. I feel them plotting, I ain't crazy. Who's this calling early in the morning? Sounds like a setup. That word is warning. They kill Pop Pop, then they kill Biggie, X and King. So I know they'll kill me. Will it be the cops? Someone jealous right between my eyes. Booyah! I fought, but yet I still died hard. The Grim Reaper, I just pulled his calling card. I could say more, but it's cold in here. Red dot on my forehead, I'm out of here. Oh!
We're not done. Not quite. You know, I just want to say real quick that Wow, Sister Smith, who called in with that beautiful Bible scripture. Hey, you're also invited to the open mic night this coming Friday, January 27th, 2017. Friends Fellowship Bible Church, 2490 Lee Road. That's in Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. Easy to get to. Even the number 9 and the number 40 passes by, bus-wise, for those who may be vehicle-challenged. Or you can bring your family out. The time is 7 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. You can contact 216-703-4685 for more information, questions, you name it. As a matter of fact, if you want to reach out for any other information, you can. Facebook, Black on Black Crime Incorporated. Or you can also reach out to the Facebook page of Alfred Porter Jr. Period. Profile picture of a sheriff's hat. With that being said, I just want to say I thank you all for tuning in once again. Look forward to seeing you all at some of these events. Please be careful out there. And once again, you know, it's very interesting. I have a lot of respect for Devin Branch, Ernest Smith. But I'm wondering, some of these incumbents, should they have known better before they did certain things? Like, I don't know, Nathaniel Martin or maybe Barbara Thomas? Or maybe now that he's in the quote-unquote king's chair, Brandon King, will they be able to hold on to their seats? Should they? I'm out. Peace.